Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our crucified, loving Lord Jesus Christ. On that dark day, five words made all the difference for Jesus. Those same five words make all the difference for me and for you as well. They bring to our ears both mortifying horror and limitless joy. The five words are, "While we were still sinners." They unleash horror because they indict us. It is humanity's sin, our sin, that drove the nails into Jesus' palms upon the cross. And yet, those same words form a pure fountain from which limitless joy flows to you and to me. Because those five words, while we were still sinners, express the height, the depth, the width and the breadth of the love of Christ for us. While we were still sinners. And then they prepare us for the four words that follow in our text this evening. Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Words convey meaning. Words can cause hurt, and they can give us help. They can bring trouble, and also bring triumph. When words come together to form a powerful sentence, they can change the world. This one sentence certainly has. God shows his love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In his fourth sermon for Holy Week of 1534, Martin Luther said this about Jesus' sacrifice. In his greatest suffering, torment, and disgrace, Jesus appears not to see or feel anything. His only concern, all that he sees and cares for, is your and my misery, our anguish and great distress. Could there be greater, more fervent love than that? The love of Jesus is so selfless that it's difficult to put into words, but I think that Luther's words hit the mark pretty nicely. They remind us that to Jesus, we were more valuable than his own life. Words are weighted with unparalleled power when they come from the mouth of the Word made flesh. As he was dying on the cross, Jesus spoke words of surprising disregard for his own well-being. And laser-like focus for our eternal benefit. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." Those words echo through time, all the way down to us in this time. And they deliver to us exactly what they say. Accompanied as they were by blood flowing from Jesus' hands and feet, his words, filled with forgiveness, enter our ears and our hearts tonight, cleansing us, comforting us, filling us with the peace that Christ won for us. After all, forgiveness is our universal and greatest need as human beings. Thousands of years on, Isaiah's judgment is still true. All we like sheep gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Without a shepherd, you and I get lost. We don't know which way to go in life. We can only follow our own wishes and whims and pity the person who thinks that that's a good way to go. The The words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts have not and are not pleasing in the sight of God, our Rock and our Redeemer. Because of our sinful and wayward nature, we find ourselves in the midst of all kinds of hurt and pain in life. When we are in pain, we find it impossible to think about much more than ourselves and our pain. Probably better, more so than ladies. I know I'm a bit of a baby when it comes to experiencing that pain, but when there's pain in our bodies, our world tends to become compressed down to us. We're especially tormented by pain of death, for deep down we know that we all deserve to die because of our sin. In pain, our words become weighted with doubt and worry. Interesting, though, that wasn't the case for Jesus, as he now died in extreme, infinite pain on the cross. No, in fact, if we trace back all of Jesus' life, what we see is that he lived for you and for me. He stood in Jordan's baptismal waters for you. He rejected every deceptive offer that Satan made to him in the wilderness for you. He preached repentance from sin and faith in God's reign for you. He healed the sick, raised the dead, stilled stormy waters, cast out unclean spirits, fed hungry crowds, forgave the guilty, endured Jewish opposition, and then surrendered himself to their power for you. In the pain and torment of the cross, Jesus' focus was ever on you. His desire was for you to live and to live life to the full. Listen to these love-weighty words spoken by Jesus to you. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you'll find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Fear not, little flock. It's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd knows his sheep. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and nothing can snatch them out of my hand. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will not see death. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. These words of life and salvation sink deep down into your hearts. They're true. We can rest our lives upon them. They're certain because they're sealed with the blood of our Master, Jesus, and that gift of his life on the cross has confirmed his last three words from the cross. Remember, Jesus said, "It is finished." "It is finished," he said, "for you. Your debt paid. Your sins forgiven. Your life made forever new." And it all happened while we were still sinners. Christ died for us ungodly ones so that our misery, our distress, and our anguish would be replaced with the limitless joy of forgiveness, new life, and eternity with Him. God shows His love for us in this. But while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. No more joyful words can be spoken than those. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we have heard your word tonight. Truly, with the help of your Holy Spirit, let it sink down from our ears into our hearts. Water it, that it might burst into life, into growing faith and maturing love that says to the world, "Jesus,